When the bomb is dropped in Japan, with your knowledge of physics and things, are you thinking about the fact that it's an atomic bomb at that point? Are you conscious of the significance of that?
I was. I knew enough about nuclear energy to have an appreciation for what had happened. It wasn't until the bomb was actually dropped, though, and I read some of the news reports, that I realized what all had been going on to come up with the bomb.
Right.
And it was somewhere along about there that I learned about the first atomic pile that was built under this stands at Stagg Field out at the University of Chicago.
Right.
And realized that while that was being built and tested, that some of us instructors at the University of Chicago had been playing out at Stagg Field. Mm-hmm. We would play football, touch football, or softball, or whatever. And I can always remember when I got home and talked to my father, he had a lot of questions for me about how the bomb had been constructed and mm-hmm. so forth. Most of them were things, well, some of them were things that I could tell him, but a lot of it was still over my head.
Yeah. Great, thanks. Yeah, I was curious about that.
Yeah, but there was never any doubt in my mind about the necessity for using it in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It just never occurred to me that that anybody would have done anything different.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for a good many years afterward that I began to hear people question whether those bombs were necessary. Just never occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody that I talked to who had been in the Pacific had been expecting there to be a bloodbath once they tried to invade the islands.
Mm-hmm.
The history for that is what happened at places like Iwo Jima and some of the other islands out there where mm-hmm. the Japanese really put up a hard fight.
Mm-hmm.